Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
So now we're into day two of me being wrongly accused of having an affair with someone's boyfriend. Gemma, who works in our office, is convinced that I am seeing her bloke. She's been going out with him for 5 years, but now she thinks that I am his side piece. And it's not true. All because I was spotted hugging a man in Heat magazine, a handsome, well-dressed man, right near where her house is, and because he does sometimes, occasionally, do some handyman work around my house. But as Gemma said, he was around there 3 hours. How long does it take to put a light switch in? Now, it's got worse, actually, today, because I don't know why he's doing this, because it does look like we're having an affair. Today, he took Gemma out for lunch, a really nice lunch, which he would never normally do. This is after the flowers that he got her the other day. And she's like, it all smells like an affair to me. And then there was an awkward moment where they were walking back together past Radio 1. And I was like, oh, hi, Mike. And she's like, oh, well, you've probably seen each other today already. No, we haven't. I'm not covering it up. And now she's on Twitter going, what are the signs that your boyfriend is having an affair? Now, I may have made this worse today because I forgot that we're supposed to be having an affair this morning and sent him a text saying, would you be able to move some stuff out of my backyard when you get a chance? And he replied, is this a honey trap? So it's all got a little bit out of hand, but it's not him. It wasn't him that I was hugging. We're not doing it.
That's the best thing to do if you are having an affair, is to deny it.
And that's what I'm doing. Radio
1. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Dion Bromfield's here. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Your song is all over Radio 1 right now.
I know. Well, thanks for playing it.
That's right. It was the first song I heard today on Radio 1 when I woke up, in fact. I think if my song was on the radio all the time, I would get them to turn it up wherever I was.
Oh, it's quite cringe sometimes.
Why?
I don't know. I remember the first time I actually heard it on the radio, they were like, it's going to be on the radio in a bit. And my mum was like, oh, let's put it on. Like, oh, cringe. Nice one.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be in a taxi. I'd be like, excuse me, mate, can we give this a little bit more volume? Well, it must be exciting, though.
Oh, no, it's really exciting. I mean, the whole progress as well was really good. Working with Diggy was amazing as well.
Yeah, we'll talk about him in a minute. Are you experiencing all the kind of good things about being famous at the moment?
Well, yeah, I mean, I've done V this year, which is really good, V Festival, so that is amazing. And on Tuesday I went to the Jessie J concert and she was phenomenal, and I actually got papped and people going, oh my god, your song was amazing, and I was like, wow, thanks.
Is that the first time that's kind of happened, or have you been papped a lot before?
I've been papped before when I'm with my godmother, who's Amy Winehouse, but on my own, that's like the first time it's been hectic as well. And there was actually a woman there, or I think she's about 18, 19. And she was like, can you sign my stomach for me? Can you sign my stomach? I was like, okay then. And she lifted her top up and I was like, I've got to go.
Got to go now, sorry. No time to sign your stomach. So she didn't get her stomach signed.
She got her cheek signed instead.
You signed her cheek?
Yeah.
Do you know what I sometimes do when I do like student gigs and stuff? They ask you to sign all sorts. Passports, like... bus tickets, like Tesco receipts or whatever. When you're signing a body part, just make sure it's not a permanent marker.
Do you know what was a Sharpie? They're not permanent, are they?
I think some of them are.
They're semi-permanent,
yeah.
Dion.
Scott did that to a man's boob once. Yeah. That wasn't the
best. A man's boob?
Yeah. he signed this man's chest, because I think he had... And we got an email saying that he was a week later and he hadn't been able to get it off. And,
what happens, right, is I do a lot of these kind of student gigs at halls of residences and unis. And at the time, when they've had a couple of drinks, they think, oh, it's been brilliant. We'll get Scott Mills to sign our heads. And then everyone, pretty much, in the uni the next day wakes up going, oh, what's this? Because it's
like,
permanent.
Did we have to do it?
Well, yeah, I always say yeah, you know.
Yeah, no,
unlike
not
you. So, that's quite exciting. Have you experienced anything bad about this whole thing?
I mean, I get some people that are like, oh, it's only because of Amy Winehouse, she would have been signed and stuff like that. But, you know, you've got to brush it off your shoulder. Mm. You've got to forget about it.
That must be a bit annoying.
I mean... you don't really want to hear negative stuff about you, do you? But it can only make you stronger.
Hmm. I think that must be the hardest thing. What, are you 15 now?
Yeah.
So that's really harsh to, like, because people will, you know, if you read chat rooms and blogs or whatever, some people are harsh and it's horrible.
I know, especially over the internet as well, because it's not face-to-face, people can be even worse.
Yeah.
But...
So you just don't read it, really?
I try not to.
It's so tempting, though.
I know. It's like my mum the other day. It was like, there was something in the Sun about me and it wasn't that good. And she was like, oh, my God, look at you. Ha, 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 ha. I was like, this is my mum. Like, thanks. I was like, thanks a lot, mum. Like, nice one.
That's my actual mum. I was hoping she might stick up for me.
Exactly. No.
Well, was it a picture of you?
Yeah. It was like, I fell over.
Right.
And she was laughing her head off. And it was just like, oh, thanks, mum. The only insider I thought was with me, isn't it? But nice one.
Have you come from school today?
I did.
So that must be quite weird. Like, what do your mates say?
They're all right with it, because I go to a theatre school, so yeah. They all are used to like taking time off for work and stuff. But do you know what? When I joined the school, I thought the kids were going to hate me, because I thought they would be like, oh, who does she think she is? But they're so nice.
Are they?
Because they're all in the same kind of world as me. They all do like Harry Potter films and TV adverts. So we're all like just a group of people in the business.
Imagine the jazz hands at lunchtime in that school.
Oh, pirouettes just everywhere. People
is it?
Tapping down. It's like Fame.
Is
it? It is, seriously. You get kids just tapping down the hallway. You do.
That must get a bit annoying, Dion.
Oh, it's funny. I think it's hilarious.
After a while, but then you're like, okay, right, we're not in Glee.
Exactly. Just like break out into a song.
Do people sing stuff instead of talking? That happens a lot of drama students. I'm going to the fridge to get some milk now.
Sometimes they're like that. But, you know, we've got more dancers in our school than singers. So thank God they're not doing that.
Yeah, that'll get annoying.
Especially like that.
Can you get out of lessons with a note from Amy Winehouse?
Ooh. She went to the school, didn't she?
Well, yeah.
So Sylvia, who is our, like, principal, I'm sure if Amy sent her a letter, she might be nice and be like, yeah, sure, go.
Just get her to write a note, like, Dion can't do maths today, she needs to do some singing. Sorry. Like, what's your worst subject?
Worst subject? Has to be English, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah.
Not any good?
No comment. Just put it that way.
Now, Amy, as well as being your godmother, is kind of your boss as well, isn't she?
Yeah.
Is she a good boss?
She is. You know what? I think it's nice to have your godmother as your boss, in a sense of I can talk to her personally without being scared to say stuff to her. But then it can be irritating because at the end of the day, she decides what goes on my album. Mm. So if I like a song and she doesn't, I could say to her, no, put it on, please. And she'd be like, no. And then you're like... Do you know what? I don't like you no more. But it's just... But no, she's lovely. She's lovely.
Yeah, is she all right at the moment?
Yeah, she's good. She's good.
Where is she? It's always somewhere else in the world.
She's at home at the moment. But
in
she's
the
working.
UK?
On, yep, she's
okay.
in the UK. But
working
she's doing,
on some stuff.
She is indeed.
So, like, with your... obviously, you get a say, but obviously Amy gets a say with what goes on the album, etc. Does that ever cause, like, proper arguments?
I had one argument with her. I wouldn't call it I'd just call it an argument. But, like, she was like, there was a song on my album called Muggin', and when I'd done it, because I wrote that one, and she was like, I think we should change a certain word in there. She was like, mugging, I don't know if people would look at it in a bad way or a good way. And I was thinking in my head, not being funny, but whose album is this? In my head, I was thinking that. Yeah. And then I didn't say that to her, and I was like, but I really, really like it. And she's like, no, I don't think it's going to work. But then I was thinking, hang on, she has won 5 Grammys.
Well,
right?
Yeah.
So should I take her advice? And then, literally, by the end of it, she was like, I like it. But we've got a little twist on that, which is my second single, which is really cool.
Cool. So you've twisted it. What happened?
No, little twist. He's a rapper.
Oh, he's a little... Oh, I didn't know that. We'll talk
he's
about...
He's like really street, Scott.
Right, good. Well, you're the rapper of this combo, as we'll talk about in a minute. Becky's an amazing rapper.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, amazing in Scott's eyes, because he doesn't know many other rappers.
What happened ages ago was, like, I noticed that in all the songs, when we're doing our show, in all the songs, Becky can just rap along to it. It's just one of those skills that, you know, some people just have it. She's got it. And our listeners have been really impressed by this. In fact, you know on your song, Diggy Simmons, he does the rapping, right?
Yeah.
And he is the son of Rev Run. Of Run DMC.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be doing some live gigs. You said you've got some festivals.
Yep.
He won't always be able to be there, really, to do the rap bit. So, I'm offering you a replacement.
Do you want to give us a little demo?
Well, Here's something we recorded earlier.
Really?
Do you want to hear Becky in...
I'd love
the
to.
Problem, the thing is, I go a bit Somerset when I rap. that may or may not appeal to you, but have a listen and
just
see what
goes a bit
think.
West Country, but she is incredible. you don't look at her and think, yep, big in the rap game. But listen to this.
Trying to go there with ya, but you full of drama, your motion picture, and I ain't really getting why you're insecure. You're tripping over this like I lied before. I never lied before, or is that paranoia? Look at all I gave ya, didn't I spoil ya? If I got it, you got it, don't I support ya? You're blind to you, can't you see I did it all for ya? I adored ya, so now you're fancy, haha. But don't forget I made you fancy, maha. But for you, look what all I've done. Now I'm throwing up the deuces, minus the finger one. Dig.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That was good.
I've heard worse, I can tell you that. I've heard worse.
There we are. You can put that on your CV. Dion Brumfield, I've heard worse.
That's an accolade.
That's made my day. Highlight of my day.
So, you know, when Diggy's not available, just...
You're definitely there.
Just look her up, you know.
I'd love to do that. That'd be amazing. I could do V. I think I'm free August weekend, yeah.
You're there. See you there.
I know that one of your heroes in music is Beyoncé.
Yep.
Do you know whether she's heard of you, heard your stuff?
I actually met her once, which was really cool, and because she's actually a mate of Amy's, and Jay-Z done Wireless last year.
Yeah.
And Amy took me to see her, which was really cool, and they were chatting, and I was just kind of like the third wheel in the conversation. But do you know when you're just like sitting next to someone and you're like, is that really Beyoncé?
Yeah.
So I just had to be like, hi, I'm Dion. She was like, I know who you are. I was like, as if. I could have like fainted then. And I was like, oh, you do? She was like, yeah, your voice is phenomenal. And I was like, wow.
Oh, how long did you get to spend with her?
About 5 minutes, but it was a 5 minutes of my life.
Yeah, that's incredible.
I know.
Was it Willow that was saying to us that she fell asleep during a meeting with Jay-Z once? You know Willow Smith?
Yeah.
She was like, yeah, I went to a meeting and he was just talking and I was a bit tired and just fell asleep.
Wow.
You didn't do that with Beyoncé?
No, my eyes were wide open.
Yeah, yeah. And what was she talking about?
She was talking about music, and at the time she was talking about... She actually said that she was doing something in Glastonbury, but that's before it ever got announced. So I thought she was, like, messing about and stuff, so I was like, yeah, as if she's going to do Glastonbury.
Yeah, as if Beyoncé.
I was like, as if she's going to do Glastonbury. And then when it came out, I was like, hang on, she said that in front of me, and I was like, wow.
You got the scoop on that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I would do? Like, you said that Amy and Beyoncé are mates. It would be so hard for me, if I was you, to resist going through Amy Winehouse's phone book.
I've tempted to do that.
Do you know what? Like, she'll leave it lying around. She'll go off to go to the loo or whatever. I'll be like, yeah, she hasn't locked it. You should do that.
I have tempted to do that once. She was like laying in bed and her phone was next to her and I like really badly wanted to just be like, his number's in here.
Do you know who she's got in there?
I know that she's got I've seen Usher's number in there.
Yeah.
Is it Kelly Osbourne's number in there once? Who else have I seen? Kate Moss's was in there.
Are they under the real names? Because that's what I couldn't give them different names. I would just put Kate Moss.
Puts Kate Moss there.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Yeah, so I was like, it's all right if she loses her phone.
I know.
Just Kate Moss.
some taxi driver will be ringing. All right, Kate.
Yes,
found your phone.
Amy.
Have you been starstruck by anyone else that you've met?
Do you know what? I don't really get starstruck, believe it or not, but I saw Russell Brand and I got really starstruck and I was like, what's going on with me? I was like, this is Russell Brand.
Were you a bit disappointed with yourself?
I was just so surprised. I was like, I started getting really hot and flushy. And the Bieber, that's what as well I got.
Yeah, I want to talk about Bieber. Mm. What's happening with that? What he met you and gave you some advice?
Yeah.
Did you ask his advice or he just give it to you?
He just gave it to me. Right. I was like,
hi, I'm Justin Bieber. Hi, I'm Justin Bieber. By the way, here's some advice.
Because he was like, how old are you? And I was like, I was 14 at the time. I was like 14. And he's like, okay, well, you know, I've been in the business for like three years now, so I'll tell you a bit of advice. So I was like, okay.
Not being funny, Justin, but you are actually 16. Let me tell you, I've been in this business so many years. bless him. So what was the advice?
He was like, just never say never. I was like,
oh, cheesy.
He didn't say that.
He did.
Well, that's his song.
I know. But he kind of laughed after he said it, so I was like...
You should do that kind of, yeah, bye.
Yeah. No, it was Justin Bieber. I couldn't do that. I was like, no. But no, he just said, never say never. Keep your feet on the ground, you know.
Wow.
Like, talk about promote the album.
But generally, apart from your meeting with Beyonce and Russell Brand, you're kind of, you know, it's all good.
Yes, it's all right.
Is your life still quite normal? Because obviously you're going to school, and I know it's a theatre school, but yeah. Would you say that everything's still normal at the moment, apart from when you go outside and there's people taking photos?
Yeah, I mean, my mum's always there to keep me in line, but I mean, I have my friends round. If I'm not working a week, and I always have my friends round or go round to a family member's house, shopping, have sleepovers, just do teenage things because, you know, there are so many adults and you're never around kids most of the time.
Yeah.
So it's nice to keep your friends that are your age.
People around your age.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just go on Facebook, do all the kind of stuff. Yeah.
Twittering up.
Are you on Twitter?
Yeah.
Yes. Loving that.
At Dion Official.
Got lots of followers. Could always do us some more. But I quite like people on Twitter because it's a competition with celebrities. Like, well, how many followers have you got? Well, I've got this many. How many have you got?
4,000.
Oh, yeah. More after this, though.
But you know what? Someone stole my name.
What?
Someone's actually stole Dion Bromfield.
Oh.
So
or maybe their name just is Dion Bromfield.
I know. So they're actually... No. Seriously, they've got a picture of me and everything.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, so,
that's
and they've got more followers than I've got on my actual Twitter. So it's kind of...
annoying.
I know.
So the fake Dion Bromfield's got more than you.
I know. I was a bit surprised. I was like, okay.
That is annoying.
I know.
We can change that.
Exactly.
Listen, thank you so much for coming in today.
That's all
it's
right.
Been a pleasure to meet you. Good luck with everything.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dion. Radio 1 Podcast. And now it's time for Dear Scott, because it's only Blue Thursday, the Posh Radio 4 lady, reading out the stuff that you've been sending us on email. Now, you might notice something a bit different this week about the PR4L, that she sounds even more sophisticated than normal, because she's recorded these in Gay Paris.
Where?
She's at Gap... What? Paris.
Oh.
Gay Paris.
Huh?
And that's where she is at the moment. Is
I
she
do worry
in
about
her...
Chris sometimes.
What do you mean?
What do you mean, Gay Paris?
Well,
what's that?
It's quite a famous expression when talking about Paris.
Is it?
Yeah. It's big with the gays.
You've never heard Paris called gay before?
No. Gay Paris.
Well, it is.
Is
but
that
you
real?
Have to say Gay Paris. You can't say Gay Paris. It doesn't work.
Don't just be going around saying Gay Paris.
I never call Paris Paris. It's always Paris to me.
Anyway.
All right.
Is she in her chateau?
Yeah, okay. I think so.
She does spend the start of the summer there every year. And imagine her walking around the streets of Gay Paris with a beret and a massive slab of brie in her face. And ordering a really strong and, frankly, really expensive black coffee. And smoking some fags.
No!
Here she is.
Dear Scott, Becky, the one that doesn't speak, PR4L, Chris, and smooth-talking Dan, if he's there. I'm so excited about the big weekend hitting Carlisle that I thought I would share some pretty amazing Carlisle facts with you. Number one, Carlisle is the biggest city in England and the 69th biggest city in the world. This is by landmass and not population.
Oh, I see. I was going to say, 69th in the world? Didn't feel that big when we went there last week.
Carlisle is the only city in England to have a cathedral and a castle.
Oh, I love a good castle. Do you know what? I saw that when we arrived there and I was like, I want to go round, and we didn't have time, so I'm definitely going to go when we go to the big weekend.
So you're going to go round the castle?
Yeah. And there's another guy... who works in the music industry, who's also obsessed with castles. Because when we did last year's Radio 1's Big Weekend in Bangor, he took the day, like when he didn't have any acts on during that day, he spent the whole day on like a medieval castles tour, and then he came back dressed as a knight in like all the chainmail and stuff. And I've got this amazing picture of the one that doesn't speak in this chainmail. It just looks amazing.
This is a man that does spend a lot of time drunk, but when he's not drunk, he's going around castles.
Yeah, he loves it.
Quite odd.
Number three, Carlisle was the first place in Britain to have a mainland postbox.
That's good knowledge.
Now, here come the good ones. Number four, you can jail and whip a Scotsman if he's found wandering around Carlisle. And last but not least, Hendrix and the Beatles played in Carlisle. Hope you liked my facts. Love you. Ricky, off of Carlisle. High five.
I can't wait to experience all this culture.
Do you know what? I really, really, really don't think that that would stand up in court. I think it's one of those old laws that they'd instantly, like, overturn the minute someone did it.
So slightly outdated.
That's like ones about being able to wear a policeman's hat if you're pregnant and, like,
being able to
take a pig across a bridge.
Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, the one that doesn't speak, Chris and the PR4L.
Hi.
I've been listening to your show for a very long time, but I've never written in before. However, I decided that I just had to tell you about my very awkward moment the other day. Well, my friend has a faulty lock on her bathroom door, and I was at her house when I needed to use the loo. I walked in and was on the toilet when I noticed her dad was sitting in the bath staring at me.
Oh my God.
What should I do? Should I just finish and sneak away or run away screaming? Well, I had to kind of shuffle away and then hide my face from him for a bit. Eek! I will never be able to look him in the eyes again. Love ya. Candy rules. Off of Cornwall. XX. Smiley.
OMG, why didn't he say anything?
I don't know.
And also, this is one of those times, and this is exactly why, when I go to the loo at someone else's house, or even in my own house, I pull back the shower. If it's drawn across, I'll pull back the shower curtain just to check there's no one there before I sit down.
You absolute weirdo. Yeah.
No, weird. I had to do it. I can't go for a wee if I think there's someone behind the shower curtain.
In your own house? As well.
Sometimes, if I've forgotten that I've... But I don't draw it over, so I'm saying in my own house, but I mean, like, in my parents' house or whatever.
Do you check the airing cupboard as well? And like under?
Why would I be going for a wee in the airing cupboard?
Just in case there's anyone hiding in there, sort of peeping out.
No, I don't. No, like, you must do that.
I've never known.
Hey, we had this conversation with someone. There's someone famous that does it as well who can't...
How did we get onto that subject with them?
Because he was talking about... It's a comedian, and he was talking about when he goes on tour, he always has to pull back the shower curtain in case it freaks him out.
Justin Lee Collins.
I think it's Jason Manford.
I do vaguely remember that.
Yeah, I can't do anything if I think there's... But, I mean, unless he's having a bath with the shower curtain on, it's a bit weird.
Do you do a full search? Do you look for cameras and stuff like that? Like a full sweep?
No, but I don't like going to the loo if there are holes in the walls.
I've known you a few years, but I'm learning more today than I've learned for ages.
There was one.
What about mirrors?
I recently went on holiday to... recently went on holiday to Paris, and in the ceiling of the bathroom was a massive hole.
Hang on.
So you're in Paris.
Yeah.
Gay so Paris.
Yeah. I'm in Gay Paris. Well done, Chris. And went into the bathroom and then for some random reason looked up and there was a big hole in the ceiling. And it's obviously just a vent or something, but I was like, this really freaked me out. So the next time I went to the loo, I went in with like a bit, one of the blankets from the bed over my head. Because if anyone was going to be doing any spying, I wasn't...
What is wrong with her?
Oh my God.
The one that doesn't speak says I should use an umbrella next time. That's brilliant.
That is brilliant.
I'm going to get myself a pooing parasol.
Hold on, let me copyright that. I'll take that on Dragon's Den.
You would as well.
I'm writing that down. Hang on.
Put that in your phone.
It's in the notes.
He's got some notes. He's going to go on Dragon's Den with some ideas. Pooing parasol's on there now.
I love that.
Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, TOTDS and the PR4L. Me and my friend Emily are writing a book. I can tell you, it's going to be amazing. We were wondering if we could use you as a character in our book. It would be great if you were in it, Smiley. Thank you. Annie, aged 13 and 14 and 2 months. XXX.
How can you be 13 and 14?
She's going to be 14
months?
In 2 months' time. So she's 13
and
10 months.
I thought she was 14 and 4 months. I completely misunderstood that.
Anyway, back to me. I'm going to be in this book.
Well, you have to say yes. Are you giving your permission?
Well, I don't know what character they want me to be. So I would like to reserve judgment until I know what they want me to be in the book.
I think what you should do is make up your character now for them so that you can give them the idea of what you'd like to be ideally. If you were in a book, who would you like to be?
I want to be a radio presenter who fights crime in the day and then does a radio show at night. That's what I want to be.
Don't you want to do a radio show in the day and fight crime at night? Because otherwise you'll have to play loads of, like, new music.
Well, that's that.
I can't imagine you as the new Zane Lowe. Annie Nightingale.
I play new music every day.
No, I know, but, like, really, like, cool new music.
A glowing endorsement for the music on this show.
No, you'd have to, like, go out to gigs and stuff. Like, yeah. Become really trendy.
Yeah, you would have to be a lot cooler, Scott, if you did an evening show.
Thank you. Okay, let's move on. And next.
Dear Scott, Becky, TOTDS, PR4L and Unemployed Chris. I was out last night for a few drinks and something very peculiar happened. A girl in her 30s was using the peacocking principle on men. She was wearing a neon green dress with matching hair, and I overheard her saying to various guys, "You have straw hair and you have girly hands." She has clearly been reading the book. Is it okay for girls to use these tactics? I love you all. Chris, off of Belfast.
Do girls use the game, that principle?
They shouldn't be.
Why?
Because it doesn't work that way round.
Why? Because men are so clever, they'll see through us.
You said it.
No. Why can't they use it?
Well, no, the game was written for blokes, wasn't it? I just don't think girls can do it. I mean, maybe there's a gap in the market for a female... The game.
Yeah, well, I've written it already. I've written it already.
Well, what's that then?
Right. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Becky.
Fancy a snog?
Go on, then.
Done.
The end.
It's just a flyer.
Girls don't really need the game, do they?
It's not even a book.
It's a flyer.
Yeah.
you raise a good point. What I don't understand why a girl would be needing to deploy the game on a night out. It just doesn't really work that way around. It's like, like the show Take Me Out?
Yeah.
It just wouldn't work if it was a load of blokes behind the lights and it was one girl, you know, having to choose. They wouldn't turn the lights off.
Ever.
They just wouldn't.
Same if it was all gay blokes. They wouldn't.
It just doesn't work the other way around. So, no, I don't know why she would be doing this in a bar.
Anything else you want to say on Dear Scott? Then I'm just an email away. And so is the French posh Radio 4 lady. Send it to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Just send me anything.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Now, did you miss Matt Edmondson's new show last night on Radio 1? I listened to it today, and it was very good. It was on at 9 o'clock last night, but you can listen again anytime you want on the Radio 1 website, on the iPlayer. I listened to it today because we were out last night on a team kind of bonding exercise.
It wasn't. We just went to watch the match.
Yeah, a couple of cans. And what football was it again?
It was quarter-final of the Champions League.
That's right.
Monday night at Chelsea.
I didn't know about the half-time snacks.
Now, no one had told me about this either. We got there, and then halfway through half-time, obviously, I'm getting used to this terminology, all of a sudden, a massive tray of roast potatoes came round.
Who knew that happened? Is that normal?
We hadn't even ordered them.
It is for that
them.
Pub, yeah, they always do it in there, yeah.
But we didn't order them. They just turn up.
It's not a football thing. You won't get that in every pub.
I thought you'd get you got potatoes every pub at half-time.
I was like, I could well get into this. No carbs before marbs are straight out of the window.
That's right, babes.
You saw two of the biggest teams in this country play football last night and you're excited about the potatoes.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, Matt Edmondson's new show. It's on every Wednesday night at 9 o'clock. It's very good, very funny. Matt's got a feature on there called Piggyback Chat, where the guest is interviewed for as long as they can hold Matt Edmondson on their back. That's a good idea. Obviously, depending on how strong the guest is, they get a longer time in the interview. Now, last night, it was North London MC Skepta. He had Matt on his back. I don't think that Skepta was that into it, to be honest.
The picture on the homepage, he looks slightly pained.
Yeah. Now, Skepta said one word rather a lot when Matt was on his back. I just want to know what that word is. Because it could be literally any word in the English language, I will give you 30 Scott Mills points. That's right, 3-0. Count them, kids. If you can guess the one word, play along at home, that Skepta said more than any other whilst Matt was on his back. What do you think, Chris?
Well, I would have said get off, but that's two words. That won't. So I'm just going to go, ouch.
Out of any word, ouch.
Well... Okay. Yeah, why
right.
not?
Cool.
Why not?
That's your answer. Thanks for that. Becky.
Peak.
Huh? What?
Peak. Well, you said pick any word, so I did.
Peak.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's find out. Here is Skepta from Matt Edmondson's show last night with Matt on his back.
Whoa, there we go. Hang on. Yep. Got me. Yeah? How are you feeling? Get me comfy, because we might be here for a while.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to hold you, am I?
No, you're not allowed to hold me. Right, am I heavy?
No, not really.
Really?
not really.
Because you're quite a pumped guy. You're pretty fit. Are you down in the gym a lot?
Be careful of words like fit, like when you're on my back, bro.
Okay, sorry. What your rippo? Can I call you that?
I know, man. Listen,
what's the word for it?
Don't worry. Let's just move on from this thing.
I want to
know now. I'm gymmed.
I'm going around
calling to the gym. I'm gymmed.
You're gymmed. Okay. Yeah, right. I think you're the only person in the world that says that, right?
I'm gymmed.
You're gymmed.
That's still a bit. Can we move on now, please,
okay,
bro?
Okay, fine.
I don't really feel like saying what I go to bed in with you on my back, man. This is a bit peak, man.
Is it Jimmy's?
No. What?
Like stripy gym jams?
Nah, man.
Little hat? Like Willy Wonky?
Bruv. Just get off this bed thing, man. This is peak. This
now,
is peak.
Imagine we were in a club together like this. We head over to a girl.
Peak.
I'll try and keep quiet.
This is hurting now, man, as well.
Is
man.
It? Oh, yeah. That's what I like to hear. Can I shuffle up again one more time?
Yeah, bro, man.
Go on.
This is peak, though, man.
Oh, that's a bit better.
Oh, I gotta go, man.
Gotta go?
Yeah, thank
you.
Amnesia out right now. Big up Matt Edmondson. This is peak. This is just so peak. Safe.
Slowing down. How was that, Skepta?
It was peak, bro.
Yeah? Yeah? You enjoyed it, right?
No.
Come on.
I didn't.
As Gabrielle said, dreams can come true.
That's amazing.
So it was peak.
Yes.
How did you know that?
Because I listened to it this morning.
Okay, good.
I was promised lols within the first 2 minutes, and I never believe it when people say that to me.
But it was mega lols.
And I did actually laugh within the first 2 minutes. And loads of people on the text got it right as well.
Well,
you've just
done.
Given away so many points.
Thank you. 30 Scott Mills points if you said it's peak, whatever that means. Podcast. Let's see what you've been saying this week on Dear Scott. It's the Posh Radio 4 Lady with a selection of your finest emails.
Hello, Scott and the team. I think I've found the oddest food item ever eaten on public transport. I was on the bus the other day and I noticed the woman sitting in front of me was eating something rather strange. It was a tin of Spam.
Ew.
She was eating Spam on the bus, you know, as you do. I couldn't help but stare. Awkward. You complete me, Katie, off of Medway, aged 16 in 3 weeks.
Katie, are you on a bus in 1940 or something?
Spam's underrated.
Well, it's kind of back as well. They were making it on Heston's show the other night. Heston Blumenthal was doing a Spam thing. And next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, the one that doesn't speak, and Dan. Was smooth-talking Dan in Birmingham today, the 5th of April, 2011? As I was walking around, and as I don't know what Dan looks like, but a person called Dan was doing a survey. He was telling me that he loved my style and my smile. Then he continued to tell me his name was Daniel, age 22. Unfortunately, I'm 14, and when he found this out, he was disappointed and embarrassed, so just told me to keep on smiling, and I left. Was I talking to smooth-talking Dan? High five, lots of love, Emma. Aged 14 and 102 days. Smiley X.
Dan, were you in Birmingham on that day?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Well, it was only a couple of days.
Okay, no then.
When's the last time you went to Birmingham?
A couple of years ago. So
right,
it wasn't then. It wasn't then. It wasn't me.
You don't think so, you don't know. I went a couple of years ago.
I think it was to watch the cricket, but that wasn't. No, that wasn't me.
Okay.
But odd that it was someone doing a survey. Trying to charm the ladies.
Do you think someone's nicked your, stolen your style?
But seemingly, yeah.
It's an unofficial STD.
Rubbish. But you're the original.
Thanks very much.
Next.
Hey, from Austin, Texas. Is Smooth Talking Dan really single? I've had a pseudo crush on him without even seeing him. But now, after watching his attempt to pick up Jess Manhans at the pub at 11:30 a.m, I'm fairly certain the crush has grown. Granted, I'm in America, but I'm a sucker for funny guys and guys with accents, and Dan fits the bill on both. I'm 31, never been married, no kids, a lawyer and a teacher, and I'd love to at least get the chance to chat him up. And I've included a few photos to show I'm a legit catch. So, if you could relay this on to Smooth Talking Dan, I'd much appreciate it. Thanks again, and keep up the good work. Tracy.
Dan, I'm not your dating service.
Well, this sounds brilliant. But she's a lawyer.
She's a lawyer.
Like, loaded.
And American. Fancy a bit of American in your life?
Massively.
Can we get the pictures up?
Hang on. Yes!
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Anything you want to say, Dan?
Hot.
Is it locked in his target?
That is good. Okay, it's happening. How are we gonna? The one that doesn't speak can sort this out.
Yeah, we're gonna do it now.
Yeah, I've got her Hello. Number. She's still up for it, so I'm just gonna give her a ring, shall we?
Yeah.
Here we go. There's a nice picture of her there with a garden gnome.
Hey, it's Tracy. Sorry I missed you. Leave me a message and I will give you a call back.
Leave a message.
Record your message after the tone. To send a numeric page, press 5.
What?
When you are finished recording, hang up. Or for delivery options, press pound.
Hi, Tracy. It's Smooth Talking Dan from a Scott show in England. Just calling up to say hi. Got your nice email and your photos. You're quite hot. Let's get in touch again. I'm on Twitter now. Talking without a G, Smooth Talking Dan. Let's do something. I don't even want to say you've got manly hands, because I don't think you have. I'm a bit flustered. Okay, you've got a massive nose. I don't want to say it though, because she's
hang up.
Bye. I feel bad because
I think the music really helps with the voicemail.
On a voicemail, I can imagine when she hears that. She's like, what is this? Good one, Dan. Well, we'll wait to hear back from Trace.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
So Lady Gaga is playing Radio 1's Big Weekend in Carlisle. And in the lead up to that, we are going to do the story of Lady Gaga on Radio 1. We've been asked to make the documentary. And this really needs to move up to the next level now, because we haven't really got much. We've got two old interviews that we've done with Gaga, and an exclusive chat with the press officer from this year's Eurovision entry for Moldova, Dubshi Dub. That's all we've got at the moment. And this needs to be an hour-long documentary which goes out before she graces us with her presence in Carlisle. So, I found some more stuff, which are just old clips, though, which I don't think is good enough. Here's when she gave a present to Joe Wiley.
Did you?
I did.
Okay.
It's a fashion piece.
A fashion piece, come over to me now.
I bought you a hair bow. Yay. It's a blonde one, and I made it specially for you with my own two fingers.
You actually made it yourself. Thank you very much indeed.
You're very welcome.
I'll be wearing that. I've got a photo shoot tomorrow. I'll wear that tomorrow.
See?
So we need to track down whether Joe Wiley did actually wear that hairpiece in her photo shoot for whatever magazine it was.
No, this documentary is going to be awful if it revolves around Joe Wiley and a hairpiece.
We did learn something new from that clip, though. She's only got two fingers.
It's a blonde one, and I made it specially for you with my own two fingers.
Just write that down.
Well, they're like scissor hands, then, are they?
And what did she make? A hair bow?
A hair bow.
Sorry, what is a hair bow?
Like a little bow you put in your hair.
Would Joe Wiley like a hair bow, or was she just pretending?
I've seen her rocking a hair bow before.
Really?
And we've also got this from the same interview where she talks about her tour bus.
Well, I love the one that I've got in England, because it's double-decker, so I get lots more space, and everything's lavender.
That was the one that they parked up one night in a big Tesco's near where I used to live, and they had a sleep in the car park at night. People will remember
this. You can't just gloss over that.
I was going to go there and try and see if I could wake her up and say hello, but I didn't go in the end. It was you know where I used to live? There was a big supermarket there right on the corner, and that's where they parked the Lady Gaga tour bus for a night. I'm not making this up. This is true. And Lady Gaga and all her team slept in the Tesco car park that night.
She shouldn't have been allowed to stay in the car park, though. I don't know.
Why not?
Well, yeah, 2 hours, isn't it? You're allowed in there.
2 hours free parking, then you've got to pay.
Yeah.
She would have got it if she bought enough stuff, though. She would have got it free.
Yeah,
she'd have to get a receipt stamped, obviously, on the way out. But she bought enough shopping.
She has to spend over a fiver.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's what it is. No more than 2 hours. Right. Anyway, back to this documentary. We need to have specific jobs, I think, to get this done, because we've got an hour-long documentary to make, and this is all we've got so far. Also, I am off on holiday at the end of next week, so I think we need to get a shift on with this, like. We need to be assigned jobs, so one of us needs to look after one area, one after another area.
Are
you going to be doing work on holiday?
On the documentary?
Yeah.
No. Oh. I'm on holiday, Chris.
Can I ask for what I want then?
Go.
Can I be in charge of getting celebrities? You know, like on all good documentaries where they have celebrities who don't really have anything to do with it, but they sit there and give their opinion on various subjects.
Oh, like the Talking Heads thing?
Yes, and I think we could do with some of those sorts of celebrities on the documentary because all good documentaries have them.
Mm. I've had to do a few of those and it's quite awkward because they just go, tell us about your favourite bit from Jersey Shore. And then you have to go, it was really funny when Snooki was in the pool that time. And then they just cut it in to the show, don't they? Mm. People talking about it.
I've heard for celebrities, it's really easy money. And 98% of the time, they don't even know what they're talking about. They just get a script given to them by the producer beforehand.
You don't get a script, but you sometimes blag it a bit.
You know, like 100 greatest TV adverts, yeah, when they do all them?
Yeah, those list programmes.
And you're on it, and it says, like, Scott Mills, Radio 1 DJ.
Yeah.
Do they tell you about the adverts? Because they always, the famous person goes like, oh, this was a great advert, it had me in stitches. Is that real? Have you ever seen the adverts, for example? Or is this someone who shows you the advert and then you then respond off it? Or do they tell you what to say?
Are you asking me, have I ever commented on a TV advert on a show like that I've actually never seen before?
Yeah.
Yes,
of course
I have.
He has.
Oh.
They show you it before, just to refresh your memory.
Yeah, but that's what I always wonder is with these things where you watch them, it's like 100 greatest, I don't know, soap moments, yeah, and things like that. And they've got people like you on there going, yeah, it was amazing. I was in tears. Isn't it funny when so-and-so does so-and-so? And I'm like, oh, he wouldn't know that.
It's when he's on those greatest goals one. That's when
you know. Yeah, 100 greatest goals.
I actually did get asked to do a football one once and I said, no,
good.
A bit out of my depth.
Yeah, attain a level of...
Okay, so you can be in charge of the Talking Heads.
Yes.
I want James King, he's always on them.
Yeah.
Talking about his best bits of Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
The things that he likes about her.
We could talk about ours.
Who else is always on him?
Like an ex Spice Girl, or like we could get Mel C.
Yeah, that'd be good. And who else always does
Gino DeCampo might be up for it.
Mm-hmm. How about all the people that went to Peppa Pig World, the one that we were discussing yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, they'd be up for it. Who was that again?
Lucy Benjamin.
I'm with Claire, who used to be in Steps. Hello, Claire.
We are all having a lovely day.
It's Tina from Coronation Street. I'm really enjoying myself today. We're with Melanie C from the Spice Girls. Are you having a good day?
I'm having a brilliant day.
I'm here with Lucy Benjamin. Hi, Lucy.
Hi, Sophie.
Can we get all those people, please, on the Talking Heads and this one?
Hi, Oakley. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well indeed.
There we are. Now, Chris,
yeah,
you are in charge of fashion.
Fashion?
Why have you put him in charge of fashion when 5 minutes ago he was asking what a hair bow was? The only thing he's going to know about Gaga's fashion is that he might want to eat her bacon dress.
That's true. I don't have a clue about fashion. Why have you given me that job? Are you taking the mic?
No.
You want this documentary to be good, right? Let me do the theme tune or something. Don't let me do the fashion.
Oh, yeah, because that would be so much better.
Because you're so good at theme tunes.
Yeah. Whenever I think my mate Chris, I think he's good at the theme tunes.
He wrote the News 24 music.
Did
you know
he?
That? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, me and Chasing Status.
What?
Did you know they did that?
What?
The BBC News theme. I'm pretty certain someone told me that's actually
no.
Chasing Status.
Seriously, someone is pulling
no,
your thing.
The guy who wrote the BBC News theme tune did a dance record a few years ago. Which one was it? Oh, you know what it was. Would you?
Oh,
was it that one, or was it
Touch
the
and Go? Touch and Go,
isn't it? Was one that was, or somebody answered the phone. It was one of those ones around that time.
Okay.
Oh, I'm pretty certain it's Chasing
it's
Status.
It's not Chasing Status.
Chris, Chasing Status did not do the music for the BBC News.
I'm going to put some money on this, because, Fiverr, Chasing Status did the BBC News.
Someone's told you this in a pub, probably
in the
Watford area, and you've completely gone for it.
Type in BBC News theme, Chasing Status.
It's not.
It's not. Okay, right, here's Chasing Status. Wherever you are, I will track you down. There's no way in hell I will let you leave. Let you just get up and walk out on me. There's no way on earth hell would have to freeze over twice before I will let you go. And here's BBC News. Oh, actually.
It is, I'm telling you, it's Chasing Status.
It's not. It's a guy called David.
They sound the same. Really not. Bless you, Chris.
I once had a real issue with that BBC News one where I downloaded it. You know where you just download loads of random songs into your iPod and that? And I actually burnt it onto a CD, and I was DJing in a club one night and thought I was playing something else, and all of a sudden this popped up.
In a club.
Woo! People loved it. Bizarrely enough.
Is that because you'd labelled it Chasing Status?
It probably was under Chasing Status. Yeah, that would be it, actually.
The Scott Mills Daily.
To all the people, and there are hundreds, texting in saying, it was Chasing Status that did the BBC News theme. It wasn't. I know that Nick Grimshaw had them on his show a while ago, and that they said that, but it was just something that the producer of the show made up for fun. And now everyone just believes it. They did not do the BBC News theme. I understand. You hear it on Radio 1, Chris, and you're like, well, that must be true.
I just sent him a message saying, do you know anything about this? He just replied, we made it up when we had them in as guests.
Brilliant. So it's all, it's made up. 100% not true about Chasing Status.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.